And when we gather as Christians to the divine service, to the Lord's name on Sunday, and we see the altar there, we're seeing a reflection of the throne of God. And when we see the bread and the wine, which are the body and blood, we're seeing the Lord on his throne. And when we hear the preaching of the absolution and the kindness of God, we're hearing the heavenly declaration that our sins are forgiven, so that the liturgy is an earthly reflection of the heavenly reality. When we come into the Lord's church, and when we're there in front of the body and blood given to us for the forgiveness of our sins, that we're entering as much as we can on earth until the day that we die, we're entering into the presence of God where he's giving out to us these marvelous heavenly gifts. And then maybe there's one more step, that the picture of heaven is reflected in the liturgy, and that liturgy is then reflected in our own conscience. So in heaven, Jesus says to his heavenly Father, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. And then on earth, the preacher says to you, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. And then in your own conscience, the Holy Spirit is echoing those same words that say, the sins of Todd Wilkin are forgiven. So there's this threefold reflection of the heavenly reality that brings us great comfort. It's no wonder then that Luther calls Habakkuk, he says, this guy is a prophet of comfort.